Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Thank the Lord we can be together in His presence.
我们感谢主，我们能够在他面前一同聚集。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再一些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we do thank you that we may gather in your name.
主啊，我们为着能够在你面前聚集，我们感谢你。
It is our purpose, Lord, to gather unto yourself. Place our confidence in the precious blood that you shed for us at Calvary.
主啊，我们是依靠那你在加略山上为我们所洒的宝血。
All the righteousness of God is satisfied.
神所有的公义都满足了。
All of our conscience is quiet before you.
我们的良心在你面前得到平安。
All the accusations of the enemy are silenced.
所有仇敌的控告都平静了。
And we do confess that you are Lord.
我们承认你是我们的主。
We thank you for the promise of your presence where two or three are gathered in your name.
我们依靠你自己对我们的应许，就是两三人在你面前聚集。
Lord, do make your presence real to our hearts this morning.
让你的同在在我们心中成为实在。
As we open your word together,
当我们开启你话语的时候。
As we break the bread in remembrance of you,
当我们一同来擘饼纪念你的时候。
Lord, we pray that this time would be a sweet fellowship with yourself.
但愿这段时间和你有一个非常甜蜜的交通。
And Lord, we pray that you would use this time to strengthen our hearts.
愿我们的神能够用这段时间来使我们心中有力量。
And to do that building work in which you are engaged.
使你能够在我们里面做建造的工作。
We give you all the praise, all the worship belongs to you.
一切的赞美都是属于你的。
We thank you, Lord, for loving us eternally.
我们感谢你永远不变的爱。
Loving us perfectly and fully.
那完全并且完满的爱。
And Lord, we may say that we love you because you love us first.
主啊，我们说我们爱你是因为你先爱了我们。
Thank you, Lord, come fill this time.
主耶稣啊，你来充满这段时间。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉你宝贵的圣名。Amen.
We'd like to read some verses of Scripture.
我们一同来读几段圣经。
And really the theme of these verses is Christ our foundation.
今天的题目是基督是我们的根基。
On Christ the solid rock we stand.
在基督这磐石上我们站立。
All other ground is sinking sand.
其他的地位都是流沙。
This is a declaration of faith.
这是信心的宣告。
This is a confidence that rests in God alone.
这是我们只来信靠我们的神。
It's confidence that rests in the one whom God has chosen as His foundation.
这是我们里面的信心来投靠神所预备的这个信心的根基。
So any consideration of Christ our foundation, we have to begin with Christ as God's foundation.
当我们想到基督是我们的根基的时候，我们必须要先想到基督是神所立的根基。
God's work rests upon Christ.
神的工作是在于基督。
God's will and purpose rests upon Christ.
神的目的是在于基督。
Who Christ is?
基督是谁?
What Christ has accomplished?
基督做成了什么?
All that God does depends upon Christ.
神所做的一切都在于基督。
So our faith is in God's foundation.
所以我们的信心呢，在于神所立的根基。
We agree with God.
我们与神是同心。 同意的.
And as the scripture says, agree with God and be at peace.
圣经跟我们讲说, 我们和神同意, 同心, 所以我们里面就有平安.
This is the secret of peace with God.
这是与神和好的一个秘诀.
To agree with God.
是与神的同心同意.
And to rest upon His foundation.
并且呢, 投靠在他所立的根基上.
So we read a few verses from Isaiah chapter 28.
我们读以赛亚书28章.
And verse 16.
第16节.
Isaiah 28:16.
以赛亚书28章第16节.
Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在西安放一块石头，作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的方角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Or some translations will say, Whoever believes will never be ashamed.
有其他的版本翻译说，信靠的人就必不羞愧。
That is, you will never regret.
也就是说，你永远不会后悔。
You will never be disappointed.
你不会失望。
You will never be in fear.
你永远不会惧怕。
If you believe in God's foundation.
如果你信靠。
And we'll read from Psalm 118.
让我们读, 诗歌, 诗篇118篇,
Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇,
from verse 22.
第22节,
Psalm 118:22.
诗篇118篇22节,
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头.
This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Now this portion, particularly this last verse, a chorus we often sing.
我们知道这段经文呢的最后一句话，我们常常在唱诗歌的时候唱到。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We sing this chorus from childhood.
我们从小呢就唱这首诗歌。
And it's easy to view it as just an exhortation to be happy all the time.
我们很容易呢把这首诗歌当作一个鼓励我们的话，然后一面唱一面快乐。
Because this is the Lord's day.
因为这是耶和华所定的日子。
But we see that the foundation of this rejoicing.
但我们看到这个。 欢喜的根基是什么呢?
Is this precious cornerstone?
乃是这房角的, 宝贵的石头。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
All this was God's doing.
这一切都是耶和华所做的。
It was in the counsels of God that Christ should be rejected.
在神的定旨中，基督必须被舍弃。
And in his rejection, a foundation is laid.
当他被抛弃的时候呢，这个根基就被立了。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
Jesus Christ crucified.
基督为我们钉了十字架。
Raised from the dead.
并且从死里复活。
Exalted to God's right hand.
并且 高升到主的右神的右边。
He is the chief cornerstone.
他是房角的头块石头。
Everything rests upon him.
所有一切都在乎他。
All of the government is on his shoulders. All life is found in Christ alone. Every grace, every spiritual blessing is found in Christ alone. And all this is God's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. That means we are in the enjoyment of that. It's not just something we have read about. It's something we have tasted and we have seen that the Lord is good. And in tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in what God has done. And we rejoice and we're glad in the one whom God has appointed as the chief cornerstone.
So 我们在神所立的房角的头块石头里欢喜快乐。
And finally we read from the Gospel of Luke.
接着我们读路加福音,
chapter 6.
第六章,
Luke chapter 6 from verse 46.
从路加福音第六章,
Luke 6:46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
These are the words of the Lord Jesus,
这些是主耶稣所说的话,
spoken to his disciples. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like.
凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的, 我要告诉你们他像什么人。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat violently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock.
他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子。
But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat violently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲。
Now these words were spoken by the Lord Jesus at the conclusion of a time of teaching.
这些话是主在他教导的最后说的话。
He had been on the mountain with those whom the Father had appointed him to choose as apostles.
他是在山上呢, 选了12个使徒以后,
and he came down from the mountain with the apostles.
他从山上借着和12个使徒下山的时候,
and he stood on a level place.
他站在一个平地上,
and he spoke to the multitudes there.
他向那些众人说,
they had come because they had various problems.
他们来到我这里是因为有
Some of them were tormented by evil spirits.
有些人呢被邪灵所困扰。
And their loved ones had accompanied them there.
那些他们所爱的人呢，就带他们一同来到主面前。
Others had various diseases and sicknesses, and they had come to be healed.
有些人呢是带着各样的疾病来到他面前要得医治。
And the Lord Jesus, he met them there.
主耶稣呢就在那里遇见他们。
But there was a burden upon his heart, and so he began to speak to them, teach them.
但是主耶稣心中对他们有很多的负担，所以就开始呢也教导他们。
And he said many things to them.
他说了许多话。
And at the conclusion of this time, he spoke the words that we read.
当他的教导快到结束的时候呢，他就说了这一段话。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
It wasn't a command not to do that.
这并不是不要这样做的一个命令。
He didn't say, don't call me Lord, Lord, and fail to do what I say.
他并没有说你们 不照我的话去行的话，那就不需要叫我主啊主啊。
He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?
他的问题乃是，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不照我的话去行呢？
He's speaking to a tendency of the human heart.
他是对着我们心中来说话。
When we feel very needy,
当我们心中有需要的时候,
when we feel weak,
当我们觉得我们非常软弱的时候,
we're in trouble,
当我们在难处中,
we're in distress,
当我们有困难的时候,
we can call upon the Lord's name very easily.
我们很容易来称呼主,
and we say, Lord, Lord, come and heal me. Lord, Lord, come and save me.
我们说主啊主啊来帮助我，主啊主啊你来拯救我。
But the Lord is pointing to a deeper work that He wants to do in the lives of His disciples.
但是主呢，要把我们带到更深的地方，他要更深的在我们的里面工作。
It's not just that I'm one to come to solve your problems.
主耶稣说，我来不仅仅是要来解决你们的难处。
Or one to call upon to meet all of your needs.
不是仅仅的来被你们称呼来满足你们一切的需要。
There is a deeper work of building that's going on.
乃是有更深的建造的工作主要在我们。
And everything that happens in your life is part of that.
在我们身上所发生的任何事情乃是跟这个建造有关系的。
And it's the process by which the words that Jesus speaks to us becomes a reality in our life.
在这个建造当中呢，主耶稣所向我们所说的话，在我们里面就成为真实的。
How do all of these things which we've heard Him say to us, how do these things become real, something really solid in our life?
主耶稣所说的话，在我们心中怎样成为真实呢？怎样成为实在的呢？
That's what He's describing here.
这是他所要说的话。
It's not enough just to say, Lord, Lord.
光称呼主啊主啊是不够的。
You have to be carrying out these things that I'm saying.
你必须要遵着我说的话去行。
And how does that work go on?
乃是要看到这些工作是怎样成就的。
It's like building a house.
他说是这个像一个盖房子一样。
And there's a right way to build a house.
有一些这个正确的方法来盖房子。
And there's a wrong way to build a house.
还有一个不正确的方法来盖房子。
Now after these houses have been built, they look the same on the outside.
当房子盖好的时候，从外面看呢，都是一样的。
But one of them is resting on a foundation and the other is not.
但是其中一个呢，是建造在磐石上，另外一个不是。
And they both seem perfectly fine.
他们两个呢，看起来都是很好的。
Until the storm breaks.
直到大水来的时候。
Put some pressure on that house.
房子就得到冲击。
Shake the building materials of that house.
所有这个建筑材料就会被摇动。
And it will be found out what is that house resting on.
那时候呢，就发现房子的根基到底是放在哪里。
If the foundation is lacking.
如果它的那个 根基不在的时候,
that building will not stand. And the Lord said the ruin of that building will be great.
主要是说那个房子会坏得很大。
It's not just making a mess of things down here.
这不是说只不过有些这个破损而已。
There are eternal implications to how we respond to the Lord Jesus.
这里面有永恒的价值，我们呢，在于我们怎样 来回答主耶稣的话。
A house is a life.
房子就像生命一样。
And you get one life.
你只有一个生命。
And so whether you build upon Christ as your foundation or not determines much more than just success or failure down here.
你建造你的房子是在这个基督的根基上 或者不是乃乎乃是这个比你在今生成不成功更有深远的影响。
But the Lord's exhortation and warning is very clear.
那主耶稣的警告跟这个鼓励是非常清楚的。
For everyone who calls him or herself a disciple of Jesus Christ,
任何人称呼他们自己是主的门徒的人
，there will be a time of testing.
这个实验就要来到。
There will be a time when the foundations are tested.
那个我们的根基受实验的时候，要来到。
And what we really know of Christ in our life will be proven.
我们所认识的基督呢，在那个时候就要被实验。
Also, what is lacking, what is not of Christ in our life will be shown.
不是从基督来的。也会在这个时候显出来。
And this is the Lord's mercy with His people.
这是神对于他的百姓的一个怜悯。
There's always a chance to make fresh discoveries of who Christ is.
我们永远有机会来再一次重新的认识基督是谁。
And those discoveries allow the Lord to build something solid into our life.
借着这样的新的发现呢，基督能够在我们里面呢，来做一个建造的工作。
To form Christ in you，
使基督在我们里面能够成形。
Because it's really only Christ that brings glory to God。
因为只有基督能够荣耀神。
Now this in a nutshell is everything I want to share。
这是我今天所要分享的一个大纲。
Recently, some brothers were fellowshipping about the new year.
最近呢，有一个弟兄呢来分享这个新的一年。
And we were asking the Lord to direct us what should be our focus, our emphasis for the coming year.
所以我们一同寻求主啊，说这个新的一年呢，我们应该注意什么？我们应该专注什么事
？It's not just a matter of just talking about things.
我们不是光是想要谈谈这些事情而已。
Just having meetings, having Bible studies.
我们不是要谈，就是光光要有这个查经聚会，有一些圣经的聚会。
But what's the Lord really saying to us now?
而是主对我们真正现在要说什么话
？What's the Lord's word for the time that we're living in?
我们所处的时代，主耶稣基督对我们有什么启示呢
？Now we don't hear the Lord perfectly.
我们不能够非常清楚地听到主的话。
But there's something wonderful about the fellowship in the body of Christ.
但是呢，主呢告诉我们，有关和圣徒们交通这件事。
One brother will share, one brother will share, a sister will share.
一个弟兄在分享，另外一个弟兄也分享，另外一个姊妹也分享。
As we fellowship together,
当我们在一同分享的时候
，we start to get a sense of what the Lord is saying.
我们慢慢感觉到主到底真正要说什么话。
There seems to be an emphasis coming out.
在这些分享中呢，那个主所专心的事，关心的事就显出来了。
And there's an amen in our spirit.
在我们心灵的深处呢，就回应阿门。
As we share in fellowship together.
当我们一同分享的时候。
And one thing that was brought out in this time of fellowship was the importance of spiritual foundations.
在这段分享的时段时间呢，有一件事情呢被带出来，就是属灵的根基。
What is our hope resting upon?
我们的盼望是在乎什么
？Hope is some belief about the future.
你知道，盼望是对于未来的一个信靠。
It's having some confidence about the future.
是对你的未来一个把握。
When you think about the year ahead or 5 years ahead,
当你想到一年以后或者五年以后
，Are you hopeful？
你是满有盼望呢
？Or are you worried？
或者是你是很担心的呢
？Well, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness.
我们的盼望呢，是在于耶稣基督的宝血和他的公义。
If Christ is our foundation, then we can look ahead with confidence.
如果基督是我们的根基，那么我们可以非常有把握的来仰望未来。
But this forward look is a look of faith.
但这个盼望呢，是 信心的盼望。
Because no one hopes in what they already have.
因为没有一个人呢，对他已经有的仍然盼望。
No one hopes for what their eyes see in front of them.
没有人呢，对着他们眼睛已经看到的还在那盼望。
There's an expectation regarding the future.
所以就盼望乃是指的未来的。
That I am in no Christ more tomorrow than I know Christ today.
我们盼望我明天所认识的基督呢，比我今天所认识的更多。
That Christ may have more of me than Christ has today.
基督呢，能够更多的来占有我呢，比我现在还多。
And this is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
Christ in you.
基督。在你们里面
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望
That's Colossians chapter 1.
这是哥罗西书第一章说的话
God has called us to share the glory with his son.
神召我们呢来一同分享他儿子的荣耀
To be like Jesus.
让我们像基督一样
To be with Jesus.
让和基督同在
To be for Jesus.
让我们是为着基督而活
Forever.
永永远远的
That's glory.
那是荣耀
How can you and I move from where we are today to where he's called us to be?
从我们现在所站的地方和基督所要招我们去的那个地位我们怎么样到那里呢
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为我们都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
In ourselves, as good as we could ever be, we would never reach God's end.
纵然我们最好的也永远没有办法达到神的地步
But Christ in you the hope of glory
但是基督在我们里面就是荣耀的盼望
How can we arrive at this hope of glory?
我们怎么能够到达这个荣耀的盼望当中呢
Only if Christ is in you
只有借着在我们里面的基督
If Christ is in me
就做在我里面的基督
Christ will get through Christ arrives at the goal.
基督呢已经到达了那个终点。
He's the pioneer. He's the forerunner.
他是先锋。
He makes a way for us.
他为我们就预备这个道路。
He come down from heaven, humbled himself in obedience to the Father.
他从天上降下来，谦卑自己呢，顺服神。
Even obedience unto the death of the cross.
顺服以至于死。却是在十字架上
and because of his obedience, God has exalted him and given him a name that's above every name.
因着这样的顺服呢，神呢就给他一个名呢，超乎万有之上的名。
Every knee shall bow before Jesus Christ.
万膝都要跪拜。
Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
万口都要承认基督是主。
To the glory of God the Father.
是神得到永远的荣耀。
When the Son is glorified, the Father is glorified.
当神的儿子得荣耀的时候呢，神自己就得到荣耀。
But the Lord Jesus went that way not for himself alone.
基督所走的道路呢，不是为了他自己。
He went that way to bring many sons to glory.
他乃是要带领众子进到荣耀里去。
To take a ruined sinner and to turn him into a son of God.
把这些罪人呢变成神的儿子们
to have a bunch of self-seeking individuals who are actually built together into a dwelling place for God in the Spirit
把这些只顾自己自私自利的人呢把我们变在一起呢变成神居住的所在
that these should be indwelt by the Spirit of Christ
所以我们呢借着基督的灵呢神呢就住在我们中间
and would be built together as one body in Christ
所以我们一同被建造成为基督的一个身体
taking on the character the likeness of Christ
使我们里面呢有基督一样的性情
to be presented to him as his bride
所以有一天呢我们能够被呈现在基督面前当作他的心腹一样
this is glory
这是荣耀
And the Lord Jesus, He is the foundation of this purpose of God, this work of God.
这基督是这个神的目的的根基。
Now in the Old Testament, the emphasis on foundation revolves around one question.
在旧约里面呢，这个根基的问题呢，是围绕着一个问题的。
What's the source of your life?
是你的根源是什么？
What's the basis of your life?
你的这个生命的根据是什么？
What's your reason for living?
你这个生活的目的是什么呢？
And how do you go about your life?
你怎样生活呢？
Your wisdom, your strength, where does it come from?
你的智慧和力量是从哪里来的呢？
Your confidence, is your confidence in yourself or is your confidence in God?
你的把握是从是出于你呢还是出于神呢？
Are your resources of your own doing or are your resources in God?
你所有的是从自己来的呢还是从神来的？
And we see that in the portion we read from Isaiah 28.
那么我们看到这些问题呢，从这个以赛亚书第28章呢就看到这些事。
If you look in the contextOf that verse, you'll see that God is dealing with self-confidence.
你知道，如果你读上下文的时候，你知道，神是在这里对付这个自信。
His people have a certain kind of confidence.
他们那个神的百姓那个时候呢，有一些把握。
But the confidence is not in God.
但是他们这个自信的把握呢，不在于神。
Their confidence is in who they are and what they have.
他们的把握，他们的自信呢，在于他们所是的，说他们自己所有的。
Their confidence is even that they have a special relationship with God.
他们的自信呢，有时候还是在于他们跟神之间有一些特殊的关系。
But God views this confidence as false confidence.
但是神把这些自信的把握呢，当做一种是假的。
But the people don't know it.
但是那些百姓呢，并不了解这件事。
So they must be made to know it.
所以呢，神呢就必须让他们知道。
And as they see what is false confidence, then they're in a position to receive the revelation of God's cornerstone.
当他们知道了他们有的是假的信心的时候呢，他们才能够去仰望了真实的。
Look at verse 15, Isaiah 28.
来，让我读这个第十五节。
The Lord speaking to His people.
主呢向他的百姓说
，Because you have said we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves.
你们曾说。我们与死亡立约，与阴间结盟。敌军如水涨漫经过的时候，必不临到我们，因我们以谎言为避所，以虚假以下生，以虚假以下长生。
Now this is the Lord God quoting the rulers of the people.
这是神对于那些百姓中的长官们讲话。
Now they didn't really say these words themselves.
当然这些人呢自己没有亲自说出这些话来。
But the Lord says this is where you're really standing.
但是主说呢，这是真正你们的根基还是建筑在这上面。
Your confidence is in yourself.
你们是对自己有信心。
And your basis is all wrong.
你们的根基呢完全错的。
And there is a flood that's coming.
有一个大水要来到。
And you will be found out.
那你就会被这个你的根基就会被发现。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet, and the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place.
我必以公平为准绳，以公义为线砣，冰雹必冲去谎言的避所，大水必漫过藏身之处。
Now this is the context of this wonderful revelation of God's precious cornerstone.
所以这些呢，乃是主耶稣神的宝贵的房角石的上文。
God must work in the lives of His people to bring false confidence down to a place of brokenness.
所以神是要把他们的虚假把他们那个破碎。
And at the same time, He reveals Christ as the foundation.
并且呢，神在这里告诉他们，基督才是他们的根基。
Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation.
他说看哪, which verse is that?
That is verse 16.
第十六节, 他说看哪主如此说, 我在西安放一块石头。
This verse is right in the middle of those two verses about the judgment upon what is false confidence.
So, 这一节经文呢，乃是在这个刚才两节经文的中间。
I lay a stone for a foundation.
我在西安放一块石头，作为根基。
A tried stone.
是试验过的石头。
In other words, this stone has been tested. It has been proven in every possible condition and has passed the test.
这乃是说这个石头呢经过各样的考验，而且经过考验过了考验。
The Lord Jesus lived a life on the earth as a man in perfect obedience to God.
主耶稣在地上做人的时候，他乃是完全的顺服神。
His righteousness before God is perfect.
他在神面前的公义是完全的。
He's qualified to be the Lamb of God.
就他能够成为神的羔羊。
All of God's righteousness is satisfied in His beloved Son.
所以神的爱子里面呢，神所有的公义呢，就得到满足。
It's not necessary for anyone to come along behind and try to work out a perfect righteousness.
任何人呢，其他人就不需要再来用自己的力量来满足这完全的公义。
God will not accept it.
因为神也不会接受这样的。
God is not interested in how we can approximate the life of Christ.
神呢，实在是对我们要靠自己的力量来活出这个基督的生命呢，不管多完美呢，神不会得到满足。
God is perfectly satisfied with the righteousness of His Son.
因为神对于基督的公义呢，是完全得到了满足。
And He has given Christ to us to be our righteousness.
因为神呢，把基督的公义呢，给了我们，使我们成为神的公义。
So we say, on Christ, the solid rock I stand.
所以我们说，在这个基督的磐石上，我们稳他。
All other ground is sinking sand.
所有其他的一切地位都是流沙。Do
I bring my works to God?
难道我把我的善行带到主面前吗?
Do I bring my track record to God?
难道要把我的功德带到神面前吗?
Now, of course, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you will say, no, of course not.
但我想说，你们如果相信耶稣基督的人会回答说, 当然不会。
But then why am I often pleased with myself when I think I'm doing well?
那为什么我觉得每次看到自己的成就的时候，我们觉得很高兴呢?
Why am I so discouraged about myself when I think I'm not doing well?
当我的成绩不好的时候，为什么我非常失望呢?
Why am I so sensitive if someone else will point out to me something that's not quite right?
为什么别人指责我过错的时候，我那么样的敏感呢?
It's because my confidence is in myself in ways that I didn't realize.
那是因为我们仍然对我们自己有把握、有自信，而且我们是不晓得。
I know the right words to say.
因为我们知道怎么样来说对的话。But
often it's the testing that finds me out.
通常是在实验的时候才会被发现。That
hymn that we sang, a word I dare not trust the sweetest frame.
他那个诗篇讲到说，我不敢信靠我最好的。
Now that's a kind of an old-fashioned way of saying in English something that we can all relate to.
这个是英文的那个旧的用法。
A sweet frame is a good feelings, good state of mind.
那是说到我们心中里面感觉很好的时候或地方。
We're very positive. We're happy with things. We're happy with ourselves.
我们心中呢，对我们自己、对我们处境非常的满意的时候。
Now the warning there is, all that's good, but don't trust that.
在诗歌里面的警告是说，这些都很好，但是千万不要信靠这些东西。
Because it can change quickly.
因为这些东西可以马上会改变的。Now
the other side of that is equally true.
在另外一方面呢，也是一样的实在的。You
can feel not so sweet.
可能你不觉得非常好。Not
so positive about yourself.
对自己的评价不是那么高。In
fact, you can be downright depressed.
或者是你感觉到非常的 图上。
But you don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to give up.
但是呢, 你不需要失望,
because God's foundation is the same. Christ is the same.
基督是一样的,
He doesn't change. And God has His eye upon Christ as our righteousness.
神的眼目乃是在基督身上，以基督做我们的公义。
Now, how does this work out in your daily experience?
这个呢，在我们平常的生活里面，怎么能够成为实际呢？
We're told some things about temptation in the Scripture.
我们在圣经里面读到这个试探。
Probably the most memorable passage in 1 Corinthians 10, where we're told first of all that God is faithful.
我们在 哥林多前书第十章告诉我们，第一件事就是神是信实的。
You have to have this mind when you come to think about temptation.
当你遇到试炼的时候呢，你需要想到这些事。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 10. Let's read it.
在哥林多前书第十章第十三节，我们去读。
Well, let's read verse 12 first.
那么读十二节。Therefore,
let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。Now
you see that's a warning against false confidence.
你在这边看到第一个，他在对我们自己这个虚假的这个自信呢一个警告。We
usually don't memorize verse 12. We usually memorize verse 13.
我们通常呢不会背这个第十二节，我们只会背十三节。But
they're really inseparable. You can't have one without the other.
但是这两节呢不能分开的，你不能够有一个没有第二个。Verse
13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。But
God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。And
there, verse 14, we usually neglect that verse too.
我们这个来读十四节，十四节通常我们所忽略的经文。Therefore,
my beloved, flee from idolatry.
因此，我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。Run
away from every form of false confidence.
从各样虚假的自信中逃避。You
can't help but see that God has designed trials and temptations.
我们 在神的各样的所应许的试炼里面,
to prove the source of our confidence.
来发现我们的自信到底是出于哪里。
Now, if you're like me, oftentimes I read this verse in a time of testing.
当我们来读这些试炼的时候,
and I say something like, Lord, I can't bear it.
我们说, 我们遇到试炼的时候，我们说神啊，我没办法承受得住。You
said that I would be able to bear it and to escape, and it seems like I'm overwhelmed.
你的话说我能够逃避，我能够承受得住，但是好像我不能。And
I'm starting to learn, brothers and sisters, little by little, that the reason that bothers me so much is because my confidence is misplaced.
我后来发现呢，是。 是我不能承受的原因，乃是因为我的根基是在别的地方。You
know what it says in the letter of Hebrews about our Lord Jesus?
在希伯来书里面说到我们的主耶稣,
that he was tempted in every way that is possible for someone to be tempted.
他说基督呢在凡事上都受到试探。And
he did not sin.
但他没有犯罪。
But now, what does that mean to you and to me?
那么这句话对你我有什么意义呢?
It doesn't just mean that this is what qualified him to be the Lamb of God to die for us.
那不仅说到基督呢，是他成为神的羔羊为我们死。
This is what's behind the ongoing ministry of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是说到主耶稣呢，现在持续所做的事。
Our Lord Jesus is a great and merciful and faithful high priest.
因为基督呢，现在是我们的忠心有慈悲的大祭司。
Yes, he was qualified to be the Lamb of God to die for us.
是，主呢，可以成为神的羔羊为我们死。
But that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered qualified him to be a merciful and faithful high priest.
但是从他所领受的呢，他学习了顺从，使他能够成为我们忠心又有慈悲的大祭司。
That means that he understands everything that you're going through.
这乃是说到主呢，了解你所经历的一切事。
He's experienced it himself.
因为他自己经历过这些事。
He is able to be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness.
所以他能够感受到我们的软弱。
Because when he was on this earth, he lived a life of dependence upon God.
因为他在地上生活的时候，他是活着一个完全信靠父的生活。
And he was tempted and tested and pressed in ways that you and I know nothing about.
所以他在各样事上受到试探试炼，是你我所不能想象的。
And yet it was this experience that qualifies him to minister to us in our time of need.
所以这些经验呢，是他能够今天呢能够来帮助我们。
He understands.
因为他能够了解。
Because he's been there.
因为他经过过。
And there's hope for you and I to get through because he got through.
我们今天有盼望，我们能够经过这一切，因为主耶稣基督自己先经过了。
You remember when the Lord Jesus was speaking to Peter?
你记得基督对于彼得所说的话。
And he knew what Peter was and what Peter was going to do.
他知道彼得是怎么样的人，他也知道彼得要怎么做。
You know, Peter was always so bold and vocal about his confidence in the Lord.
彼得一直是非常爱说出他对主那是多么的信靠。
Even if all of these would deny you and walk away, I would never do that.
他说，就算是所有的人呢都否定你啊。
Now he was sincere in that.
彼得是非常诚实的说这些话。
It wasn't because he was an arrogant man. It was because he loved the Lord.
他讲这句话并不是因为他是骄傲的人，而是他爱主。
But he didn't yet know himself.
但是呢，他对自己呢不了解。
And you remember the Lord's word to him, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to have you that he may sift you like wheat.
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你，像筛麦子一样得着你。
In other words, Satan will go over you and every place where he can find an opening, he will exploit that.
撒旦呢，要攻击你，看到任何一个间隙呢，他要进到里面。
If there's anything in your faith, in your love, in your devotion that's not real, that's not true, he'll find it out.
在你的信心，在你的爱，在你的这个忠心里面，如果任何一点不实在的话，撒旦会发现并且来攻击你。
Now, if the Lord had just stopped there, I think it probably would have froze him in his tracks.
如果主呢就停在这里的话，我想彼得就没有什么希望。
What a fearful thing that the Lord would allow the enemy to come and sift my life.
主呢允许撒旦呢像筛麦子一样筛我们，这是一个非常可怕的思想。
But the Lord continued in this way.
但是主呢继续这样说。
But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
主说，我呢已经为你祷告，使你不至于失去信心。
I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
我已经为你祷告，使你的信心不至于失去。
And when you have turned again,
当你回头的时候,
strengthen your brothers.
坚固你的弟兄们。
In other words, the Lord Jesus knew that Peter would deny him. He also knew that the Father would hear his prayer for Peter.
但他也知道父呢，听了他为彼得所有的祷告。
The Lord Jesus had confidence in the Heavenly Father that his request, that Peter's faith would not fail, that prayer would be answered.
主呢对父有信心，也就是说他对彼得，他为彼得所祷告的，就是使他不至于失去信心呢，父必定垂听。
And even though Peter denied him three times and turned away,
虽然彼得后来三次否定主，并且退后了。
He knew that Peter would turn around again and come back.
主自己知道彼得呢会再次回头的。
And out of that experience, he would have something of life lesson in Christ to share with others.
就彼得呢，经过这个经历以后呢，他就有个生命里面的宝贵的功课呢，他可以和别人分享。
You see, this is a picture of the present priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus.
这是就是现在呢，主耶稣基督那大祭司的服侍。
He went through it himself.
他自己经过这一切,
and he went through on your behalf and on my behalf.
为着你和我呢，他经历这一切。
And so therefore we can have confidence in him.
所以呢，我们可以得信靠他。
That his prayer will get through.
他的祷告呢，会成就的。
Have you ever felt that sometimes your prayer is just so weak? Why bother to pray?
有没有感觉到有时候你祷告太软弱了？你是说为什么还需要祷告呢？
I tell you, I can't stand the sound of my own voice when I'm praying.
有时候呢，你觉得哎呀，我自己实在听到我自己祷告的声音，我都自己受不了。
I hear other people pray. That sounds so wonderful.
我听到别人祷告的时候，他们祷告实在是美好。
Almost every verse in the Bible comes out when they pray.
他们祷告的时候，真是每句话都是从圣经出来的。
Sounds so victorious.
他们祷告。 听起来是那样的有得胜的盼望。
And sometimes I feel like I'm just mumbling in comparison.
但是比较起他们来呢，我的祷告就像在自言自语一样。
And the temptation can come in at that point.
试炼呢，就在那个时候会来到我们中间。
The enemy could say, "You're right. Your prayers are worthless."
撒旦仇敌会跟我们讲说，对，你说的对，你的祷告根本不是一块钱。
I'm not impressed. God is not impressed.
你自己都没有被感动，神也不会被感动。
Even you're not impressed.
你自己都没有受感动啊。
Why bother to pray?
为什么你要祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is when we need to be reminded that there's one who's praying for us.
亲爱的弟兄们，这个时候呢，我们就需要想到有一位为我们祷告。
He's praying for us that our faith may not fail.
他的祷告呢，是一直是有功效的，不会失败的。
Why is it that after all these years, as weak as you are, you're still in the race?
不然的话，为什么这么多年来你是那么样的软弱，仍然在这个路程当中呢？
As weak as I am, as many times as I fail the Lord, how is it that I'm still in the race?
虽然像我一样这么软弱，我失败那么多次，为什么我仍然在这个路程中呢？
By the mercy of God, there's one who is faithful, who knows how to pray.
因为感谢神，因为他的怜悯呢，有一位是忠心的，他知道如何祷告。
And dear brothers and sisters, if you lose confidence that God is hearing your prayers, you know that there's one that God always hears his prayer.
当你失去信心呢，感觉神呢不能听你祷告的时候，你要记得有一位为你祷告。
And if you fall down seven times in the day,
就算是你一天七次跌倒。
And you come back to the Lord and you say, "I'm sorry, I repent."
你到在主面前，你说，主啊，对不起，我悔改。
His forgiveness is there.
他就在那里就赦免你。
The wonderful point is that we have to go through it.
最奇妙的一点就是我们必须要经历这一切。
It was necessary for Christ to go through it.
因为对基督来说，他也是需要经过这一切。
Learning obedience through the things that he suffered.
从他所受的苦难呢，学习顺从。
If it was necessary for the sinless Son of God to go that way,
如果是因为没有罪的神的儿子需要经过这一切，
how much more you and I, we need to go that way.
那更何况我们呢，我们更需要经过这一切。
To learn obedience,
来学习顺服。
To learn that Christ himself is the foundation of our faith.
学习来认识基督，自己才是我们信心的根基。
And to really have something with which to strengthen our brothers and sisters.
然后我们才有东西呢，来帮助其他弟兄姊妹们。
You know, if we don't go through it, you know what we're like.
如果我们不经过这些，我们会像什么呢？
We're judgmental.
我们就会变成非常的。
We see people struggling.
我们很容易批评别人。
And we can't understand what their problem is.
我们看到弟兄姊妹在这个挣扎的时候，我们不太晓得他们为什么这样。
What's the matter with this person?
我们说这个人怎么搞的？
We have all the answers for them.
我们有各种的答案。
We can tell them what their problem is and how to fix it.
我们知道他们的问题，我们知道怎么样来解决他们的问题。
We can even quote verses in the Bible.
我们知道圣经的经文在哪里，可以帮助他们。And
we wonder why people run away every time the sea is coming.
我们常常不知道为什么人家看到我们就跑掉。
There is a sense in which if what we say is that we're holier than you are, we're better than you are.
当我们不晓得我们说话的时候呢，人家感觉到我们比他们更圣洁。
Somebody who's struggling will say, you're right. You're better than me. That's why we can't really understand one another.
所以有些人就会说，哦，对啊，你比我们更好，所以我们不能够彼此交通，不了解彼此。
But if you've been through it yourself,
但是你如果经过这一些你自己,
you can feel along with somebody.
那你就会感觉到别人的经历。
And the words that you say, you might even quote the same verses.
可能你仍然是引用同样的经文。
But there's a reality there that wouldn't be there otherwise.
但是那其中呢，有一些很实在的东西。
Do you wonder how the Lord Jesus, as perfect as He is, sinless Son of God,
你看到耶稣基督，他是那样的完全，是神的儿子，没有罪的。
The holiness of God is manifest in Him perfectly.
神的圣洁呢，在他身上是那么完全的被彰显出来。
And yet sinful people, hurting people were attracted to Him.
但是呢，那些有罪的人，那些受伤的人，却乐意来到他面前。
They wanted to be with Him.
他们乐意和他在一起。
There's a way in which they felt at rest when they were with Him.
他们心中感觉到那种安息，当他们与主在一起的时候，他心中就感觉到。
Even He spoke the truth.
甚至他说真话的时候。
He spoke the truth about sin.
他对于罪呢，他讲真理。
He spoke the truth about judgment.
他这个对于这个神的审判也说的实话。
But there wasn't a sense of condemnation or rejection in His words.
但在他的话语中呢，没有这个排斥的意思。
It was a call to a tender heart, a call to repentance.
他乃是对那些温柔的心呢，让他们来悔改。
All of this, brothers and sisters, this is the tested stone.
这一切都是经过实验的石头。
Our Lord Jesus, a merciful and faithful high priest.
我们的主是有慈悲又有忠心的大祭司。
He's also a precious cornerstone.
他又是那个宝贵的房角的头块石头。
Now, what does it mean to say that the Lord Jesus is precious?
当我们说到主耶稣基督是宝贵的，到底是什么意思呢？
Now that's a word that we don't use very often.
我们通常呢不会常常用到这些字。
But when we do use it, it's in reference to something that's very important to us.
当我们用到这个词的时候，我们是用在对我们自己呢非常重要的事上。
It's something that we regard as costly.
对我们自己来讲是一个非常贵重的东西。
It might not have much monetary value.
可能是没有金钱上的这个价值。
But it's something that our heart is attached to.
但是我们的心呢，跟那个东西呢，紧紧的在一起。
We take care of it. We know where it is all the time.
我们呢，照顾它，并且呢，一直会知道它在哪里。
And it's something we're very proud of. We want to share with others.
并且呢，我们感觉到非常自傲，我们愿意把它跟别人分享。
But we don't just toss it around.
我们不随便摆在一个地方。
We take care of it.
我们乃是仔细地保管它。
And if I show you something that's precious to me, probably I'll be in your presence the whole time.
如果我要把这个我所宝贵的东西显给你看的时候，我会一直在那里。
And I'll take it out of my treasure box, and I might let you handle it, but only for a little bit.
我把它从我宝贵箱里面拿出来的时候呢，可能你只能够摸一摸，看看而已。
Because this is something that is precious to me, it's valuable to me.
因为这个是对我自己来讲非常宝贵的东西。
Now, oftentimes we can have things we think are very valuable, but they're not really that valuable.
有时候我们觉得这些东西是很宝贵的，但是其实他们是一文不值的。
I like the show on television sometime where it has the appraisers and people bring all their things and they talk to the people about it.
在这个电视里面有时候看到这个有个节目呢，就是人民把他自己家里面宝贵的东西拿来给那些那个鉴赏家来鉴赏，看看值多少钱。
You say I was going through my grandmother's attic and I found this thing.
那边的人就会讲说啊，我从那个我祖母的这个阁楼上找到这个东西，你看有值多少钱。
And it looks really fancy and it's really old.
看起来是非常漂亮，非常古。
And I've never seen anything like it before. It might be worth a lot of money.
我从来没有看过它，可能值很多钱啊，古董啊。
But I don't know until I take it to the appraiser.
我不晓得值多少钱，直到我带到那个鉴赏家里。
And I love to listen to the appraiser talk and describe this object, whatever it may be.
我很喜欢听那个鉴赏家来谈这个东西，不管那是什么东西。
And the end of the description is always a verdict.
当鉴赏家描述这个东西以后呢，最后呢总是会告诉你这个一句话。
You know this thing looks valuable, but it's really worthless.
然后告诉你说，你看这个东西是非常值钱，但是其实一文不值的。
So you can go ahead and put your coffee cup on it. It doesn't matter.
是你现在把你的热咖啡放在上面，因为大家不值一文。
Or you might hear the other verdict. You know this looks a little dusty on the outside, maybe a little tarnished on the outside.
有时候你听到另外一种评论，就是说你看到外面好像是旧旧的，不怎么漂亮。
But actually, it's very, very precious. It's priceless.
但是呢，这是非常值钱的，是物价之宝。
You see, oftentimes we can have the wrong idea about what precious is.
所以我们看到我们对于这个东西宝不宝贵呢，有些不正确的观念。
And this is never more true than when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，在基督身上显得更清楚。
The Lord Jesus Christ is despised and rejected of man.
因为我们基督呢是被人所离弃的。
He has no form nor beauty that men should be impressed with him.
他没有家型美容，我们看见他的时候也不炫慕他。
There's something about it. Humanly speaking, in terms of the values of this world, men looked at Jesus Christ and they were not impressed.
针对着就世界的价值来看呢，他们来看到主耶稣基督的时候，他们不觉得他有什么可炫慕。
He wasn't from the right status in life.
因为他没有一个好的身世。
It wasn't like the Messiah we were expecting.
他没有像我们所想象的弥赛亚。
Even personally, there's something about him that's not impressive.
对，在这个个人的角度来看呢，他也是没有那么吸引人。
And yet when God the Father looked at the Lord Jesus, his son, what did he say?
当神来看到主的时候，神说什么呢？
This is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
Despised in the eyes of man, and yet precious in the eyes of God.
被人轻视，被人藐视，但是在神的眼中是宝贵的。
What is it that's precious about him?
那么基督到底在哪些地方那么显得宝贵呢？
Now, the Father said this about the Lord Jesus before his ministry began.
神对他讲这些话的时候是在基督公开服事以前。
All we know about the Lord Jesus before the Father said those words, very little is spoken in the Gospels.
在神讲到这句话以前呢，圣经里面对基督的事情呢记载的很少。
We see a picture of a 12-year-old boy.
我们看到一个十二岁的小男孩。
Who lingered in the temple at Jerusalem after the feast was over.
待在这个耶路撒冷的这个圣殿中，当这个解气完了以后。
And his parents were so worried about him that they turned around back and went back to the city looking everywhere for him.
他的父母呢非常担心，就回来到这个城里，他到处寻找他。
And when they found him, he was there in the temple.
当他们找到他的时候，发现说他在圣殿中。
Everyone else had fulfilled all their religious duties. They were going back.
所有人呢完成他们宗教的仪式以后呢，他们就回去了。
But he wanted to sit and listen to the teachers.
但他呢愿意呢继续留在那里坐在这些教师们的面前。
He wanted to learn of his heavenly father.
他要想要学习他天父的事物。
He inquired of them. He responded to them.
他问他们问题，也来回答他们的问题。
It was a heart that was exercised to know God.
但他的心呢，真是想要认识他的天父。
And you remember his mother said, why have you done this?
你知道他的母亲说，你为什么这样做呢？
And he was surprised. He said, did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
你记得主耶稣怎么回答他母亲吗？ 他说，你不晓得我当以我父的事为念吗？
12 years old, in the eyes of man, what could he do?
在人的眼光中, 一个12岁的孩子能做什么事呢?
He's just a child. He doesn't know anything. He can't do anything.
他就是一个小孩子, 他不晓得任何事情, 他能做什么呢?
But yet it was this heart toward his father.
但是他这边乃是一个心啊, 向着父的那个心。
It was noticed by God.
神呢就注意到这个心。
I must be about my father's business.
我必须要以我父的事为念。
Is total devotion to the will of his father.
乃是他对天父的旨意呢，完全的信靠。
And what else do we know? After that, there's 18 years of silence.
我们知道，经过这件事情以后呢，有18年的静默时期。
And not until the Lord Jesus stepped forward to be baptized.
在他这个出来要。
The others didn't know who he was.
任何其他的人都不晓得基督是谁。
But John the Baptist knew.
只有这个施洗约翰知道。
Because God had spoken to him and said that the one upon whom you see the Spirit descend and remain like a dove, he is the Holy One.
施洗约翰说，那一位有天上搁降在谁的身上呢？那就是我用圣灵膏的那一位。
And Jesus stepped forward to be baptized there by John.
所以主耶稣呢就出来呢，要请这个施洗约翰来为他施洗。
And you remember John said, wait a minute.
你记得吗？约翰说，等一下，等一下。Shouldn't
you be baptizing me?
你应该为我受浸。He
knew he has no need to be baptized.
因为他知道主耶稣不需要受浸的。But
the Lord Jesus said, let it be so now to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣说，让我们如此做呢。
His first concern is that all righteousness be fulfilled.
主耶稣第一件事情他所关心的乃是所有的义要成就。
It's not what I think is right. It's not what we think is right.
这不是说你我看对不对，或者是别人看的对不对。
What really matters is what is right in the sight of God.
最重要的是在神眼光中看到底是对不对。
So we'll do this now because it's right in the sight of God.
我们要这样行，因为这件事情在神的面前是对的。
And the understanding will come later.
我们对这件事情到底了不了解呢，是以后的事情。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
John understood that this righteous one would be baptized into death, identifying himself with God's people to be the Lamb of God to redeem them.
因为施洗约翰知道这位义者呢，要受尽和他的百姓一样，并且有一天要做他们救主。
Precious in the sight of God.
在神的眼中呢，是宝贵的。
And finally, a sure foundation.
然后呢，是稳固的根基。
A sure foundation means God has confidence to build on this one.
就表示说神呢，要在这个根基上来建造。
God will entrust all of his resources to this one.
神要把他一切所有呢，都放在这个根基上。
God supports his son without reservation.
神要用他一切的力量来支持。
He supplies to his son his spirit without measure.
因为父所赐给神的儿子圣灵是无有限量的，没有限量的。
God has absolute confidence in his son.
他对他的儿子有完全的把握。
All of his kingdom can be entrusted to this one.
他的天国呢，可以交托在他的儿子身上。
All of the affairs and matters of God's house can be entrusted to this one.
所有他的家里的事物都可以交托给他的儿子。
The whole purpose and will of God rests upon him.
神的 只一个目的呢，是在乎他的儿子。
And that's what the exhortation comes to you and to me.
所以呢，这是为何对我们来的一个鼓励。
Whoever believes in Him will not be in haste.
是那些信靠他的人就必不着急。
Now, what does it mean to be in haste? Will not be in haste.
着不着急到底是什么意思呢？
I was in haste on the way over here this morning.
我今天呢来到这里的当中呢，我是非常着急的。
And when I got a little bit too hasty, my daughter said, "Dad."
当我来到287的时候呢，我的女儿说，爸。
That means you have to slow down a little bit.
你需要这个开慢一点。
And I remember this verse: He who believes will not be in haste.
所以我就想起这句话，说信靠的人呢必不着急。
He will not drive recklessly.
他不会这个开得很快。
What this really means is that we don't have to worry.
这个真正的意思展示说，我们不需要忧虑。
Our confidence is in the Lord.
因为我们的信靠，我们信靠主。
When we get in a hurry, we tend to forget things.
因为我们着急的时候呢，我们会忘记一些事情。
Now I don't know how many times I have hastily got prepared to go to work and run out to the car and I forgot to bring the key.
有时候呢，我很着急呢，准备好要去公司啊，然后到了车门时，发现说忘带车钥匙。
I remembered my donut.
我想到我记得带我的这个早餐。
My cup of coffee, I had that.
我也记得带我的这个咖啡。
But I forgot the keys of the car.
但我把那个车钥匙忘记了。
Now when you're in haste, you forget the essential things.
当你着急的时候，你会把很重要的事情忘掉。
And that is definitely true spiritually, brothers and sisters.
在属灵上也是非常实在的。
When we are in haste, we tend to forget the foundation.
当我们着急的时候呢，我们忘记这根基。
And we feel like we can rest when there's nothing really exciting going on.
我们觉得说我们这个可以这个休息了。
But when there's unusual things going on, the place demands upon us, well, then we're in haste.
当这个情形改变的时候，我们就着急起来。But
the Lord says, "He who believes will not be in haste."
但是圣经主说，信靠的人呢，必不着急。Because
this is God's doing; it's not your doing.
因为这是神所做的，不是你所做的。And
God rests His confidence in His Son. So if God does, you can too.
因为神呢，把一切都交托给他的儿子了。神能这样做，你也可以这样做。Now
some of the translations say, "Whoever believes will not be confounded."
有些地方说，信靠他的人就必不会迷惑。
Now, I don't know how that translates, but the word in the English means confused.
在英文呢，就表示说，就困惑。
Means frustrated.
觉得非常失望。
My father used to say that all the time when things wouldn't work out for him.
我爸爸呢，常常讲说，当他很多事情不顺利的时候，他这样说。
I have an easy job to do, and I've set aside 15 minutes to do that easy job.
我有很容易的事情做，所以我就花15分钟来做这些容易的事。
And here it's taking me 3 or 4 hours to do it.
现在呢，发现说需要三到四个小时来做。
And I didn't get to the hard jobs yet.
我还没有做那些难做的事情。
And so there's that feeling of frustration. I can't even do the easy things.
所以我父亲里面就有这个。 失望。
If I can't do the easy thing, I know I'm not going to be able to do the hard thing.
因为这容易的事都需要花这么多时间做，那么难的事情更不用讲。
And my brother and I used to come to my father at those times and ask him if we could help.
我跟我的弟弟呢，这个时候就会跟我爸爸讲说，我们可以帮忙吗？
And he said, "If you want to help me, you just stay out of my way."
他就跟我讲说，你要帮我忙的话，你就不要想要帮忙。
And I can totally relate to that now in my older years.
我现在呢，对这句话就很有体会了。
I don't need any help. I can do this.
我不需要别的帮助，因为我自己可以做。
If it takes me all day, I'm going to do it.
如果需要花一整天的时间，我也可以做。You
see, there are certain situations the Lord can bring into our lives that exposes the confidence that we have in ourselves.
所以在我们生活当中呢，有些事情呢，神会。 借着那些事情呢，来告诉我们，我们对自己多大的把握。
And it usually is accompanied by exasperation, frustration, anxiety, anger, fretfulness, all of the words that you can think along those lines.
通常是他就经过这些困扰啊，这个失望啊，这些事情。
But he who believes in the Lord's cornerstone shall not be confounded, or all those things.
但是那些信靠这个神的方角石的呢，就不需要着急。
And finally, some translations say, "He who believes will not be disappointed."
有些经文呢也说，信靠的人就不至于失望。
We wonder why we sometimes take control of things.
有时候我们想到说，为什么我们需要这个把一切事情抓在自己手中呢？
We are afraid that somehow, in the end, we'll be disappointed.
因为我们恐怕到最后呢，我们会失望。
Somehow, even after we've done everything we're supposed to do,
有时候虽然我们做了一切该做的事，
there'll be a place for the accuser to come and say, you know, it's in vain for you to hope in God.
有时候这个控告我们的人就来说，哦，你这个为主做的一切呢，就是没用的。
You see people who do not believe in God, and it seems like their life is so easy, so smooth.
有时候看到那个不信主的人，他们经过这个一生啊，好像非常顺利。
You see, well, they still have their jobs, and well, I got laid off.
为什么他们还有工作，我被这个解雇了呢？
They don't seem to have the same kind of problems I do.
他们好像是没有我所面临的这些种种的问题。
And the enemy can come sifting us and tempt us to say, you know, is it all in vain?
我们的仇敌会来塞我们。哦，这一切都是虚空无益的。
But he who believes in God's cornerstone will never be disappointed.
把信靠这神所设立的这个房角石呢，会必不失望。
The dear brother who went to the Lord a couple years ago, he had cancer, and we were so surprised. He was young, and he was suddenly ill, and then the Lord took him home.
几年前有一个非常年轻的弟兄呢，被主接去了。
And we heard the testimony of how brothers and sisters would gather to pray for him.
我们听到这个见证说，当弟兄姊妹聚在一起为他祷告的时候。
And one brother that was his dear, close personal friend for many, many years, he shared this with us.
有一个他的跟他非常熟的一位弟兄呢，就这样跟我们分享。
He said one time the brother John, he sat down with the brothers and sisters, and he spoke to them very frankly.
这位要过去的弟兄呢，就跟那些看他的弟兄姊妹这样非常直接的说。
And he said he was so thankful for all their prayers and all their love and support.
他说是他对于这个弟兄姊妹的祷告和支持，他心中满了感谢。
But he said, if I could say only one thing to you, I will say that I have followed the Lord for 30 some years, and I've never regretted it.
他说，如果我要跟你们讲一句话的话，我说我跟从主三十多年了，从来没有后悔过。
And he said, brothers and sisters, if it's the Lord's will, I will go to him.
如果这是神的旨意，我就回到他那里。
And he said, I won't be looking back.
他说我不会回头。
Brothers and sisters, what we have ahead is so much greater than what we know presently.
我们所盼望的比我们现在所有的要大得太多了。
There is glory unspeakable before us.
那是荣耀无比，言语没办法形容的荣耀。
And Christ Jesus is right at the foundation. Everything depends on him.
基督呢，是一切的根基呢，所有一切都在乎他。
He is the Alpha. He is the beginning.
他是Alpha. 他是初。
He's the Omega. He's the ending.
他是 Omega. 他是终。
And he's faithful.
他信使的。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship.
父啊，为这这一段交通的时间，我们感谢你。
And Lord, do take whatever of these words is from you, Lord, and do plant them in our hearts.
主啊，求你把这些话种在我们的里面。
Lord, teach us continually through our daily life what it means to really place our confidence in you.
让我们所经历的每一日，能够教导我们怎样来信靠我们基督。
I do pray for these dear brothers and sisters as we go on together in you, Lord, that we truly may be an honor to your name.
为着在座的弟兄姊妹祷告，当我们一同行走这天路的时候，我们实在是能够来荣耀我们的主。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。阿门。
Amen.